testify for House Bill 1124? Are you okay?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Are we already done with the 2%? Yeah, no, we're not done with it. We haven't hardly gotten it started yet, okay?
Is it okay if I sit right here?
Certainly. This is to revise the certain provisions related to township financial reports, House Bill 1124. Senator Albers.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the committee. I've passed out an example of township reporting forms. I think the only thing that I would say about the form is if you look at the first page, it's a rather arduous, complicated thing, and you look at the second page, it's pretty streamlined. This piece of legislation will simply simplify the process for the yearly township reports which are required by law to be filed with the county auditor. The current law is interpreted to mean that a report of every transaction has to be submitted to the auditor. This legislation would permit the townships to submit the totals for each category of income or expense rather than each transaction. The proposed change would also require the auditor to submit the report to the Department of Legislative Audit. In simple terms, what's been happening is township treasurers, clerks, if you will, go to the auditor's office with their book, and then the auditor sits down and breaks down this thing, each individual expense into categories. We're simply, by this bill, would allow the townships to submit that in categories, much more simplified and certainly adequate to adequate accounting procedure to do it that way. I would urge you to support this bill, and we have some folks here that will speak to the technical aspects if there are any.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Albers. The proponents of House Bill 1124, proponents.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gail Brock. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. Senator Albers explained the process very well, and your handout illustrates to you why we need the change. But in order to use the new forms, we need to change the code. Dean Dayton is here from Legislative Audit if you have any technical questions, but we have worked with him and we have worked with auditors across the state to come up with this new form so that we can get into the 21st century, so to speak. Some of our townships, large and small, are using computers to do their bookwork and have programs, even the simple program as Quicken can be set up to bring in the totals. But the code says that each transaction should be reported. We just think this will streamline it and make it easier for everyone, townships, auditors, and for the legislative audit people.
Are there other proponents to House Bill 1124? Proponents. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rich Satcast. I'm the registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. As Gail Brock pointed out, her organization and our organization have worked together to streamline this report. We've had a number of appointed people from our group, the auditors, working with them and legislative audit to streamline it. We would ask your support.
Okay. Other proponents to 1124? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents? Any opponents to 1124? If not, I will close public testimony and ask for discussion and disposition of House Bill 1124. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, you know, I mean, this is the way all government entities that I'm familiar with would, they certainly wouldn't go through a ledger type of situation. So I would move due pass on House Bill 1124.
Moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Dietrich. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, it's due pass House Bill 1124. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary of Police call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried. I think. Senator Reedy moves consent. Is there a second? Senator Dietrich, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The 1124 will go to the consent calendar. Thank you.